Ion, you say that frequently, and here's my first question on David.
All right.
Was he offended? May seem like a silly question, but...
No, he most certainly was not. He was not able to eat the shoe bread. He was offered the shoe bread off of the table, provided from the Levitical order of the priest. And he was denied it. He did not. And it cost
his son,
Absalom.
Okay, he was a young teenage boy watching over the sheep.
King.
And he killed the lion, he killed the bear.
King. Well, that's just normal.
I know
he
that.
How to live. Yeah.
How was he able to kill the lion and bear and Goliath?
He, the same way y'all run around here and don't know nothing, can't figure out nothing, and hit home runs in the World Series. And can't hold a bat up over your head.
Okay, is there some meaning to the lion and bear and Goliath?
Yes. Yes.
For
the,
us.
But the the unsurmountable challenges in your life that you cannot overcome, and yet some find some way to overcome, would be an example of the bear.
Okay.
Something come along that challenges your world at the very ripping core that you could never imagine you could survive. That would be an example of your lion. And so then, in the time of trouble, when you find yourself to be devoured by the dark soul, as you were, you can stand up right straight, stand and say, come here to me, you devil. Me and you finna get an ass whooping. Don't know which one is, but we finna get one right now. To the point that that confidence rises up inside you and gives you, well, we can't even say that. We'd like to say corporeal, but we don't know how to say corporeal. Okay, so it gave you corporeal inferences of grandeur unestablished. You got that? You have the answer, you just don't know the question. And so what happens is that quickening comes to you because you have confidence. When you start embracing that confidence, you can do what Bob does every day. You don't even know what the hell he's doing.
Right.
How about that?
Okay.
He whoops lions and bears and doesn't even know what he's doing. He has no clue where the fuck he even lives. He thinks it's Maui. He's mistaken. But that's okay. Don't tell him. Let him live in that delusion. It's fleeting. Then what happens is you come back around full circle, and he doesn't have a clue or know, but yet everything works out all right. He would say, he'd whoop Goliath, and he'd say, okay, now you were saying a bunch of wordy words about something, about some wordy words, and you can't know nothing, you can't get nothing, we don't know what the hell's going on. Why is there a dead giant laying on the golf course? You need to tell me that. That's all I need to know. And Carolyn, are they coming to clean it up? It's starting to stink. Close the windows.